This looks great. Rowan Gray, her eyes as big as saucers, studied the huge spread of food on the table in front of her. Seafood was her absolute favorite. It was fortuitous she took up working on a cruise ship, because thanks to special credentials, she was allowed to eat in the main dining room whenever she wanted. There, seafood was always on the menu. She wasn't on the bounding storm tonight, though. No, tonight she was in a ritzy restaurant, set away from the hustle and bustle of the beach, and having dinner with her father and uncle. It shouldn't have been such a treat, she realized. Most people had dinner with relatives all the time and thought nothing of it. She wasn't most people, though. Her father, Paul, although he was going by PJ these days because he was undercover, snickered when her stomach growled. She'd always had a healthy appetite. He was gratified to see that hadn't diminished over their years apart.
I'm glad you approve.
We're never going to be able to eat all this food by ourselves, Rowan noted, her eyes traveling to the clock on the wall. She'd been trying to hide her agitation since arriving at the restaurant 45 minutes before, but it was turning into a losing effort.
Are you worried about him?
Her uncle asked. Nick Green, also an alias, seemed genuinely concerned at the expression that flitted across his niece's face. She'd checked the clock every 5 minutes since arriving. Alone. They hadn't expected her to be alone. Oh, I'm not worried, Rowan replied hurriedly, forcing a smile onto her pretty face as she brushed her long auburn hair over her shoulder. Do I look worried? Her voice climbed an octave, causing Paul and Nick to exchange weighted looks.
You could always call him, Paul suggested.
Rowan didn't have to ask which him he was referring to. Quinn Davenport, her boyfriend, was the one missing from the table. He'd called her on her cell when she'd been lounging around the beach waiting for him. It wasn't like him to be late. He had an annoying tendency to be early more than anything else, and she was immediately on edge. Of course, the edginess was becoming standard. Ever since her father returned to her life after faking his own death to get away from the Phoenix Society, a group of individuals running experiments on psychic people, her entire world had been thrown into upheaval. She wasn't complaining, would never complain about having him back, but she wasn't used to the constant dread. I don't want to call him. Rowan looked sheepish, and her eyes immediately went to the phone she had perched on the table. She'd been hoping he would call her with an update. His text had been terse, though.
Something came up. Go to dinner. I'll meet you there.
That's it. Nothing else had come through.
Honey, you need to calm yourself, Paul chided, searching for a way to soothe his only child.